بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا کہ ایک بار خواب کہتا ہوں اس کی طرف کم التفات ہے لوگوں کو. حضرت حکیم امت مولانا شیخ الاسلام احمد رشید کے آمنتروں جرنی آف اے ویری سٹل انٹریکٹ پوائنٹ ٹوورڈز ویچ دا پیپل اینڈ دا پیپل آر جنرلی ان اویئر آف دس. دے ناٹ پے اٹینشن ٹو inform you something which is subtle, which is intricate. یہ وہ یہ کہ اگر جنت قلب ہی کی طلب ہے تو اس کی فکر میں ہر وقت رہنا کہ جمعیت نشر ہو, خود جمعیت کے بالکل معافی ہے. سو اف یو ہیو دا کنسرن آف ویری کانسنٹریشن آف دا ہارٹ آف پیشن آف دا مائنڈ, ایوری ون once going to concentrate, especially in ibadat and salat, if that is a problem which affects everyone, they are unable to concentrate. So if you are concerned, if you are so much concerned about gaining this concentration that it always bothers you and it always affects you and you struggle and divert your mind towards gaining concentration, then this in fact negates your concentration. You will not gain it. It cancels your it negates concentration. Ye fikr yahi to jamiyat kha rahi. So if you are always concerned and worried about this, so where have you gained any concentration? Aur ye is surat mein qiyamah tak jamiyat muyassar ho sakti hai. And until the day of Qiyamah, you will never gain concentration. You are always worried about it. And all become frustrated and become despondent because you are unable to concentrate. Jamiyat jab ye ho sakti hai ke kalb uski tahsheel ka ikhtiyar se khali ho, so you will gain concentration only when your heart is devoid of it, not concerned about it. Okay. The mind of insan, the messiah, who are the physicians, of the Ruh, the position of the spiritual Ruhani realm, and what the authorities of the Ruh, they say that the mind is like a public road. Public road, on the public road you find all types of people walking. And depending on where you walk, you find that type of people walking. Outside a bottle store, you find that type of people there, walking in the area, which is infested with weeping, with cancer, you find that type of people there. If you're walking in an area where they are massaging, with bars, you find that type of people, bars, people are being walking there. So depending on the area in which you are walking, in the road which you are walking, you find that type of people there. So the mind is a public road which is a pathway for all types of thoughts. Now depending on what type of thoughts you introduce in this pathway by your activities, if you visit such places where your eyes have become polluted, you see evil, then you must expect to be afflicted with such thoughts. And you find people in this season, they will take drives to the beaches and the beachfront. What filth do you see there? Not only semi-naked women, 95% naked women you will see there. You go to such haram places where it's not permissible even to take a drive along such route where there's so much haram exposure. So if you go to such places, then obviously your mind will be polluted with such thoughts. Any evil place you go, you have that type of thoughts. So depending on what activity you are involved in, that type of thoughts will pretend that it all come into your mind. So the more one exposes oneself to the evils of the dunya, the more evil thoughts you must expect to come into the mind. Shaitan's name is Waswas, and he is with every person. His obligation, his duty to inspire or to cast or to whisper evil into the minds of the mu'minin, especially the minds of the musallis. If you cannot keep a musalli away from the salat, he will at least try his very best to disturb the musalli in the salat. Try to disturb him in your salat. So, the best remedy for this masalah is that you must ignore these thoughts. You must ignore the thoughts, and obviously you have to also see that your lifestyle must be conformed to the subject. If you sit in front of what hours you see on TV, so what you expect will be in your heart. In the night time when you sleep, also your roof, which leaves the body, will dwell among such evil, such moral faith. So, the best remedy is to say you must ignore it. By ignoring the thought is coming to your mind, not because you become frustrated, you will frustrate Shaitan. And you will see that there is no use. The more I try to frustrate this person, the more he ignores me. Hazrat Mawlana Yaqub Rahmatullahi was the Ustaz of Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Khan Rahmatullahi. He said that one day suddenly the thought, while I'm making witr salah, the thought comes into my mind at the time, in the third of the time, did I recite my dua kunut? Did I recite dua kunut or not? This person came. So he repeated his witr salah. The second night, again, did I finish his witr salah? A thought comes into his mind, about whether did I make recite the dua or not, he repeated his salah. The third night again, when the thought came into his mind, then he understood, this is not Shaitan, that in time it's disturbing. So as the thought came, so he tells himself, so what about it? If I recite it or did I recite kunut? What about it? And then repeat his salah. So thereafter the Ustaz stopped. Shaitan was defeated now. And the masla is also this, that if a doubt develops after you have recited tasahud, at-tahiyyat, in the last rakat, or after you have completed salat, or after tasahud, or after salat, then you should ignore the doubt. Unless comes now with certainty, you are certain now that you had omitted an act which is wajib or an act which is farad, then obviously you repeat your salat, but merely on the basis of a doubt which develops after you have completed the tasahud or after the salam, then you must ignore the doubt. Ek sahib ye arz kiya. One person said to Allah Ta'ala, that Hazrat, agar koi shakhs muh par taarif karta hai, to nafs is qadar khush hota hai ke pura nahi samata, uska kya ilaaj hai? One person asked Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat, that sometimes someone praises me in my presence, and then I become very, very happy. My nafs derives a lot of pleasure. So what is the remedy for them? Someone praises me. فرمایا کہ اس وقت اپنا نعائب کو مستحضر کر کے اسی خوشی کو دبا دے. خانہ اللہ says that at that time, when someone praises you, then immediately you must bring to mind your faults, your sins. Everyone has faults, everyone has sins. He is aware. And the Father is concealed, conceals our sins, but we are aware of these sins, so when someone praises you and you feel happy, or of your own accord you feel happy because of some act of your ibadah, then immediately you recall your sins, your past sins. When a person is happy, becomes pleased with himself, that he uses, and someone praises him, then you should understand that the person who is praising me is either ignorant of my faults, or he is flattering me, is making a mockery, a fool of me. He is flattering me. So a person of intelligence does not allow his nafs. Does it allow his nafs that happiness? What did Allah Ta'ala say? That he should suppress it. He should suppress his nafs. Or usit in tabal, and now he must suppress his happiness with my thing of his passions. یہ ایک قسم کا مجاہدہ ہے, چند روز تاب ہوگا مگر پھر انشاءاللہ کام ہو جائے گا. اپلائی پریشر آن یور نفس ان ایوری ایکٹ آف مجاہدہ, ان ایوری ایموشنل ڈیزائر, دا نفس ڈیزائر سم تھنگ, دین ٹو اپلائی پریشر آن دا نفس, اٹ از ڈیفیکلٹ, بٹ دیٹ ڈیفیکلٹی از ان دا انیشل سٹیجز. In the beginning, why Shaitan will not leave a person? When a person is a beginner in the path of Islam, he is endeavor to purify yourself from evil, then Shaitan comes. Shaitan and nafs they collude and they try the very best to derail you from the path. So in the end, it is Shaitan understands it's simple, it's easy in the beginning. Once this person becomes used to mujahada, then it will be very difficult. For that reason, in the initial stages, Shaitan goes all out on the nafs, trying to derail the person. So in the beginning, there is a lot of pressure. It's difficult to apply pressure and to restrain the demands and the commands of the nafs. But after a while, after you are constant in suppressing the nafs, then it will become easy. It does not mean that you will entirely eliminate or uproot the evil that is in the nafs. No, the evil will remain in the nafs because of the nafs. It is inherently evil, there is no goodness in the nafs. But by means of mujahada, struggling against the nafs is tamed, and then even if the nafs asserts itself, it makes demands, then very quickly you will be able to suppress it. There won't be any difficulty. But only the initial state difficulty is there. After practicing, then inshallah ta'ala one gains mastery over the nafs, and the nafs will become then obedient to the aqal, to the intelligence. Wa akhir da'wana, wa akhir da'wana. Any questions? Yes, Allah.